welcome you once again to our feature, Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker, Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth Speaks. Doctor, thanks again for joining us. How are we doing today?
Really good, Mike. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. And as we look at today's show, just kind of an overall view on the mental health profession, some of the different helpers that are out there to move folks in the right direction and feeling better, and just kind of just some general discussion today about all the help that's available.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I always say to people, life can be confusing. You know, when we try to figure something out, if we can't do it easily, we often put it off for a really long time. You know, me and electricity, I know how to change a light bulb after I shocked myself one time, which is ridiculous. I was young, but I did do that. But you don't want me wiring a house.
Yeah.
But if I have a problem, I'm going to have to call somebody and figure it out, and who do I call? And for many people, looking for mental health professionals holds the same terror. They don't want to wire a house, and they don't, like, where do we start? And I do think there's some confusion about the titles people give. So I'd like to spend today and just kind of clarify a little bit so people have an idea. Now, I think it's important to know that all mental health professionals can provide therapy. But even though they can, sometimes their other duties take a primary role. So, for example, and I'll get back to this, a psychiatrist is very capable of providing therapy, but a psychiatrist also prescribes medication, does evaluations of medications. There's a huge demand for that. So they don't often spend time with therapy. They make referrals out. That's what I mean.
Okay.
That certainly they know all about it, and they can say, have your therapist do this kind of therapy or whatever. So some generic terms for mental health professionals is counselor, therapist, clinicians. That's a universal title, and they all evaluate, they all provide therapy. And even when we think about therapy, like sometimes people say to me, I don't want something broken. It's not about broken. If you think of a physical therapist, they move your body around so your body gets stronger and can move more easily. Occupational therapists give you exercises and tools so you can complete a task.
Right.
What mental health therapists do is they provide strategies and options to help manage life events emotionally and self-care and work-related. So when we're talking about counselor, therapist, clinicians, that's anybody who does that. Now, you have to know that no matter who you are, what you call yourself, you must have a master's degree in a mental health field. So it'd be psychology, counseling, social work.
Okay.
To bill insurance, you're going to have an LC in it, your letters. So I'm an LCSW, licensed clinical social worker, LCPC.
Okay.
You
Makes
know?
Sense.
Now, the differences are really what we study. So a counselor studies theory and counseling strategies. A social worker has a master's in social work. And in Illinois, that's a legally defined title. So you can't call yourself a social worker if you're not.
Right.
But we still study systems, psychology.
A lot of overlap.
It's overlap.
Yeah.
You know, psychologists do the same thing. So we need to think about, people will say to me, can you prescribe? No, I can't. Psychiatrist is a medical doctor with a specialty in mental health. A primary health provider, your doctor can provide medication for you. A nurse practitioner can provide medication. With some limitations in Illinois, psychologists, those who have a PsyD, a doctorate in psychology or a PhD, and an LCPC can prescribe. And if you have questions about medication, I often say to people, ask your pharmacist when you pick it up.
Mm.
If you think there's going to be a side effect, or if you're concerned about what time to take it or whatever, they're very knowledgeable and very accessible to do that. Out of respect for the unique work in which we are, I think it's important to know the differences. But bottom line, if you're working with somebody, it has to do with, does their style match yours? If they have the credentials and you feel comfortable talking and sharing, that's a good match. Does that make sense?
Right. So, I guess for folks that feel like they might need some help, there could be some confusion. Okay, well, which avenue do I go? Who do I talk to? But as long as they find someone that can provide some benefit and some help, even if it's not the exact field that they should be, you know, working towards to try to get some help, any kind of good help is good.
start with your doctor. Yeah. Start with the nurse practitioner, the physician's assistant, and ask them the question. And they'll say, hey, that sounds like you should call a therapist or you should do this. And, you know, and sometimes people come to me and I have to say, you know, I would love to help you, but that's not my area. Let me help you find somebody. So we all work together, and I don't want people to feel overwhelmed trying to decide in advance, do I need medication? Let's get some questions answered.
Excellent. Some good general advice, as that's all the time we have for today's show. But make sure you go online to find out more about today's topic or any of the topics we've discussed. You can go to safeharboril.com and make sure you join us every Monday for Your Life Matters right at the same time with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.